It's estimated that 50 to 60 women work as prostitutes on Aurora Avenue North. That's according to a recent count conducted by the Organization for Prostitution Survivors. This came to our attention after we received this question from a listener.
My name is Beth Quintana, and I live in the Northgate neighborhood of Seattle. I'm wondering, why is there so much prostitution up in North Seattle on Aurora Avenue?
Beth asked this question as part of our story project, Local Wonder. So we sent out reporter Posey Gruner to try to get an answer.
The first reason there's so much prostitution on North Aurora is that people know there's prostitution on North Aurora.
You know, every city you go to, there's a track. In this city, it's Aurora and Pacific Highway South. And so when the pimp comes here with his girls, he comes to the track.
That's Noelle Gomez. She was prostituted on Aurora and on other tracks all up and down the West Coast circuit. Every track needs certain things. Lots of cars, few pedestrians, a long strip where men can cruise, dark side streets and cheap motels where they can buy. Once a road becomes a track, it's hard to turn it back into a road. But how did Aurora become a track in the first place? Well, we built it. It started in the 30s and 40s. More people had cars, and they wanted to travel. Leonard Garfield is the director of Seattle's Museum of History and Industry. He says a movement rose up called the Good Road Movement.
It's such a simple name and such a great concept. Who could resist it?
This basic road became a paved highway where cars could speed and drivers could rest.
Here was a place where you could pull up your car, unload the family, and rent a room for a dollar a night. In the early years, you could find a filling station nearby. Everything that would appeal to a motorist was on Aurora.
Then this motor utopia began to decline. Jet travel replaced car travel, I-5 replaced Aurora, and when the World's Fair left town, the motels started to lose business.
And how they stayed in business in subsequent years was a different story. They became much more housing for transient people. There was some prostitution that often was associated with it. And it became, in a general sort of way, a neighborhood that Seattleites viewed as seedy.
I'm just turning around by the Holiday Inn here.
Tonight is one of the darkest and rainiest nights of the year. Sergeant Thomas Amporowitz is on North Aurora, driving back and forth between 90th and 140th. He leads the vice squad at the Seattle Police Department. His detectives are undercover, posing as Johns.
I want you to meet me at Home Depot in your regular spot in the back.
Sounds good. There's another blonde working up here by the Holiday Inn.
The blonde wears a puffy coat and a hat with a pom-pom, but Amporowitz knows she's a prostitute.
It's the way that they're walking. I can tell the way that they're looking.
They amble, look over their shoulder, make eye contact.
Another one working in front of the Emerald.
The older motels on North Aurora offer some of the cheapest lodgings in the city. A few have become places where pimps and prostitutes live and do drugs and deal drugs. Sergeant Amporowitz says some motel managers don't know what's going on. Others permit it because they're scared to get involved. And some help the pimps do their job. Like one motel they busted earlier this year. Just driving by, they knew something was shady.
Because when we saw it, it was heavier than we've ever seen around a particular hotel, just like a little bee's nest. And then as soon as we started going in there doing some undercover operations, it was easy for us to see, hey, these people aren't just permitting it, they're encouraging it.
It's not just the motels. Another reason why there's so much prostitution on Aurora is that the women are trapped here.
The majority of the women that I know, and this includes myself as well, ended up on the streets as youth.
When Noelle Gomez and her best friend Miranda were 15, they both had what she calls major issues at home. And then they met some men in a grocery store parking lot.
They had nice cars and had nice stuff and were a little bit older and, you know, wanted to buy us things and treat us good and were paying all this attention to us. And, you know, we just thought we met some really great guys.
Those really great guys were both pimps. One took Gomez and one took Miranda. Both girls were broken into a life of prostitution. After they got trapped by men, they got trapped by addiction.
I ended up with a pretty bad drinking problem, and she ended up with a pretty bad crack addiction.
Later, Miranda found heroin. Gomez says that happens a lot on Aurora, And she says it means buyers will offer even less money for sex.
Because they know that the women are desperate for the drugs. And so it has made North Aurora known to be a very cheap track.
For these women, life on Aurora becomes an endless cycle of getting just enough money to survive. Gomez calls it the gerbil wheel.
So first of all, you need to get your dope so you're not sick. Then keep working, get your motel, then keep working, get some more dope, keep working, get your, you know, cigarettes and maybe a little food, keep working, get your dope for your boyfriend, get, you know, I mean, it just doesn't stop.
After 15 years, Gomez found her way out of the life, but it never stopped for Miranda. She died on Aurora. In the end, women like Miranda are trapped by the idea that this is all that's left.
You know, one girl said to me that works out here with her, said to me, you know, Noelle, when all you have left is all you can do is turn $5 tricks, there's no reason to live anymore. And that's when I started the Organization for Prostitution Survivors.
Her organization offers a break from the track. A space where women can begin to imagine a way out of the life. And when they're ready, the help they need.
I'm going to hold up here in this lot.
Back on Aurora, Sergeant Amporowitz is staged in a dark parking lot behind the Home Depot. A detective pulls up with a woman in the passenger seat.
Hey, boss. Is it okay if I get her something to eat afterwards?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
She's been out here for a while, and she obviously...
Yeah, you need
soaked
something.
To the bone.
In the 80s, when Amporowitz was new on the force, the Seattle Police Department arrested a record 2,000 prostitutes in 1 year. But Amporowitz says they leave jail and end up right back on the street. Over the past 5 years, Seattle has refocused enforcement. Detectives connect women to service providers like Noelle Gomez and crack down on the Johns instead. They think it will be more effective and fair than booking the women.
We will not be taking you to jail on the warrant, and we won't take you to jail for this charge. He's
yeah,
going to get you some food.
Okay. Yeah,
and we will offer you services. This detective will talk to you about the services we can offer you. Yeah, and if you need some help, we'll get you some help.
Some local business owners are upset about the change. They think the best way to solve the problems on Aurora is to send the prostitutes to jail.
It sounds okay, and it can be effective in some ways when you start throwing a lot of people into jail. But it's not a long-term solution, and they're still going to end up back out here because this is where the money is.
That brings us to one last answer to our listener's question.
Why is there so much prostitution on North Aurora? Because there's buyers on North Aurora. That's why.
Amporowitz and Gomez agree. Ultimately, it's up to the buyers. Until men with money stop cruising Aurora, this road will remain a track. I'm Posey Gruner for Local Wonder.
This Local Wonder story was inspired by a question from listener Beth Quintana. You can submit your question at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, you can check out our slideshow of Aurora Avenue by local photographer Mike Kane.